I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Friday on 91.7 WVXU. That sound right there you're hearing, it's trumpeter Miles Davis. He was a major figure in jazz, bebop, and jazz fusion back in the 20th century. He played with the likes of John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Chick Corea, many others. He died in 1991 at the age of 65. This summer, actor Don Cheadle will portray Davis in the movie Miles Ahead, which will be filmed entirely in Greater Cincinnati in the next couple of months. This is hot on the heels of Cate Blanchett's movie Carol, George Clooney's Ides of March, which also filmed here in the area. So how has Cincinnati become a location for Hollywood, and what will this new Miles Davis movie be like? Here to discuss those questions are Kristen Irwin-Schlottman, the executive director of the Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky Film Commission, and Lenore Zerman, who is a producer for Don Cheadle's movie Miles Ahead. Thank you both for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us. I
want to start with you in just a moment, Kristen, to ask about the Film Commission and what it does. But I also want to give an opportunity for folks out there, to WVXU audience, if you have an opinion about what movie filmed in Cincinnati that you have as a favorite, give us a call at 513-419-7100. Or if you've had been in part of the action of one of these movie sets, let us know what you thought about the process. That's 513-419-7100. So, Kristen, about the Film Commission, how long has it been around, and what exactly does the Film Commission do?
Great questions. The Film Commission was founded in 1987, incorporated in 1991, and its mission is to attract, promote, and cultivate film, video, and commercial production in Greater Cincinnati because of the economic impact and jobs the jobs it creates and the economic impact it has on the community. And we've been successful over the years. And if you remember in the 90s, we did a lot of New York pictures like Rage in Harlem and Lost in Yonkers, 8 Men Out, etc. And then movies went away for a while. And that's because movies started chasing incentives. And Canada was big on the incentive front, and movies were going to places like Toronto because they were getting more production value for their dollar. And the U.S. states started to realize that if they were leaving Hollywood, they were leaving the United States altogether. And so many U.S. states started adopting motion picture incentives. Ohio was the 42nd state to adopt motion picture incentives, closely followed by Kentucky. But what that did, and the reason it's not too bad to be late in the game, is that we developed a motion picture incentive that's attractive to filmmakers, but it is conservative enough and allowing us to build infrastructure on a pace that we can keep up with. And so now that's why these movies are coming back here. And it's very exciting for Greater Cincinnati, because not only are you seeing Don Cheadle in your local restaurants or running into Ewan McGregor, but, you know, these movies are hiring local people, and it's creating a lot of work for local people, including yourself, who we've called in on this one. But it's exciting, not just because of the entertainment industry here, but because of the money they're spending, and that's what we really are excited about. So,
well, you started out at the Northern Kentucky Film Commission and then became the second director of the Greater Cincinnati Film Commission. Did they merge? I mean, what
there
happened
was neither,
right there?
No, actually, there was never a Northern Kentucky Film Commission. I've been here for a long time. It was founded by two women, Jackie DeWert and Lori Holiday. And I am the second director there and have been there a while.
But you started out as an intern, so you really have this in your blood there.
I did. And before that, I was in the radio business. So. Yeah.
We can tell that. So you mentioned the impact on local economies. You know, I know there's a debate that rages about what the impact that it does have, because if you're putting out these, you know, tax incentives, then, you know, you're kind of giving money away. But at the same time, it does generate a lot here within the community.
But if you truly see the big picture, you'll see that the investment is coming back in a 20% return. So for every dollar Ohio is investing in this program, we're seeing $1.20 come back into the economy. And people leave that part out because that sort of ends the argument. But you know what? I think we're doing it at a pace that makes sense. And I feel like last time we went to the state of Ohio and wanted to expand the program, 96 members of the Ohio General Assembly voted to do that. And that was a very bipartisan issue that a lot of people were attracted to. So,
Kristen Irwin Schlottman, who is the executive director of the Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky Film Commission, talking about what the Film Commission actually does and drawing Hollywood here to Ohio and Cincinnati. If you have a question or comment, you can call 513-419-7100. Lenore Zerman, a producer for the movie Miles Ahead, starring Don Cheadle, and Don Cheadle's actual directorial debut, is also here in the studio, and we'll be talking to her about the shooting that will begin before too long. But back to the business here, Kristen, it is something, you have a very unique job, because really you are in contact with the people, the filmmakers who want to come here and do things, but you're also trying to promote the studio spaces and production people and, you know, carpenters, et cetera, that we have here in our area that are so talented and can contribute so much to these productions.
Exactly. And what we want to do is not just attract talent to the area, but retain the young talent in the area. And these are jobs that young people like, and it's turning into a much larger industry here than it has been in the past. And working with, you know, schools like the University of Cincinnati and creating internship programs on these projects, then students are graduating, they're trained in this field, and they're staying here. So it's part of creating a bigger landscape and a larger infrastructure, but more importantly, attract and retain the talent. So,
well, you know, I've seen you at work, Kristen, and you came around with a producer a few weeks ago, scouting locations, zooming from one place to another. You're not just sitting there waiting for Hollywood to beat a path to your door. You are having to work hard to let them know what we have to offer here.
Yeah, and that's what's great about having a film commission in your city, is that we guide them through the entire process here in Cincinnati. And I think filmmakers like that. But we scout locations, we find credible crew people, interns. And then once they decide to film here, then we help them get their offices set up, their housing set up, and see them through the whole process and help get the cooperation of local people to make that happen here.
Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, 513-419-7100. Bill from Camp Denison, you're on Cincinnati Edition. Hello, Bill.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, do you have a question or comment here?
I do, and it may reiterate a bit what the representative from the Film Commission said just a few minutes ago, but I wanted to vote on behalf of that. As a citizen, I am very happy that we have a film commission here in Cincinnati. I have a connection, whereas a brother-in-law who lives in Canal Winchester, Ohio, because of the status he has in set building and his union, he gets called for a job in every film we do here. I think this is the fourth film currently he's done in Cincinnati, which means he comes down, he works here for several months, he pays taxes here. He buys meals here. He lives in a motel while he's here. And so it does obviously and truly has a trickle-down effect. A little side joke, the last time he was here, his workshop was downtown, and it was split between somewhere in Music Hall and the old Clausen's building. And when he was going to find his room, he could look right across the river and saw an extended stay place over there, which he did. And then people found out that he was staying across the river, and they said, why don't you find a place on this side of the river to stay for the rest of the film? And then he understood why, and this time when he came back, he is indeed on this side of the river. So I'm a big fan that we have it. It's fun to have them here. No, I've never taken part in watching filming. Unfortunately, my job doesn't permit that, but I'm glad we have it here, and thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for your call, Bill. Great day. Well, right there, you know, a vote of confidence, and I know people are excited. I mean, when Carol was filming here at a lot of places downtown, there were a lot of people craning their necks to see what was going on. And, of course, when George Clooney was in town, many more people that were
And I hope we can maintain that excitement, because I know this film, Miles Ahead, which is also depicting New York City in the 50s and 60s and 70s, we want that excitement, because there's so much going on downtown this summer with streetcar construction and concerts and jazz festivals in Bunbury, that we want people to embrace this project as well, because it's pretty special to have Don Cheadle choosing us for his directorial debut. And with people like Ewan McGregor attached, and the talent that's come in on this project, Cincinnati's going to have a great summer with it.
Talking movies here on Cincinnati Edition, 513-419-7100. Now that we mentioned Don, I want to bring Lenore Zerman into the conversation here. Lenore, welcome to Cincinnati to begin with. But I wanted to ask how you got involved in working with Don, because I saw from your resume that you worked with him on the series House of Lies and have been associated with him for some time. How did you get involved with Don?
Actually, my business partner and I originally were representing Don as agents and then managers. And over the years after Crash and Hotel Rwanda and all that success he had, we all felt like getting in on the ground floor of things and finding projects for him and developing would sort of add another element to what projects he was able to do. So we started a production company at that point and started actively seeking things, some which we will develop and he won't act in, but many of which will be vehicles for him.
Hey, had he been wanting to play the role of director for a while? Had he been looking for something?
I think little by little. I mean, he's just a very, very smart actor. And I think that when you're a smart actor and a really talented writer and a really good storyteller, that's kind of a natural succession for you. So at some point, he started thinking about it. And then when he heard that Miles Davis's nephew and son said something at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction when Miles was inducted in 2006, somebody said to them, is there ever going to be a movie about Miles Davis? And they said, yeah, and Don Cheadle's going to play him.
Wow.
And it just so happened that Don was a huge music fan, a huge Miles fan. And so it's sort of that was when it all started. And Don kind of dug in and started the development process.
I wanted to ask, I know enough to be very dangerous about the roles people play in movie making, but I wanted to ask what a producer does, because frequently you see a list of names saying producer or assistant producer or associate producer or executive producer. Can you, just for the uninitiated, explain what these roles are when it comes to movie making?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that as the Hollywood studio system has changed and the studios these days really make many fewer movies and they tend to just make the blockbusters, the independent film world has kind of had to move in and take over the space of making movies that aren't $200 million budgets. And with that comes five different people putting in money who may all be executive producers, three different people who might bring in an element of it, be it the rights to somebody's life, be it the music of Miles Davis. And then you have to have people on the ground who physically day to day are in charge of the budget or are in charge of just, you know, quarterbacking and making sure everybody's working together. So I think these days, those credits, it sometimes is a big difference between what people are doing. Sometimes it's a smaller difference. One of the things that I've done with this, one of the reasons I was excited to come with Kristen, is I've launched an Indiegogo campaign, which is similar to Kickstarter in terms of crowdfunding. Because as we got closer to production, we just felt like our budget was straining a little bit to really meet everything we needed in terms of we're sort of depicting three different time periods. So Don's being Miles Davis in three different eras. And we've got car chases. I mean, this is not at all a typical biopic. It's a gangster story. It's a love story. It's a story about a man chasing his music and trying to figure out what the next thing he's going to do with his career. So we realized we had a little shortfall and we went on to Indiegogo and have launched this great campaign. We've got people coming on and supporting us and talking about how much Miles' music means to them or just how excited they are that a movie's in Cincinnati. We've got some Cincinnati perks. We're going to do a pre-release screening here that Don will come back for. And it's really just creating a groundswell of people who are already excited about a movie 2 years before they're going to see it.
Well, I want to go back to you, Kristen, to ask, as you know, you're working with Lenore and working with the other producers who are coming into town, but you know, how does a movie maker or a movie company approach you and say, you know, this is what I'm looking for, what do you have? They could do it. You mentioned Cincinnati playing a role as New York City, mm-hmm. Which has happened, well, at least with Carol there and now a little here as well.
Right. And I think and the filmmakers on this project knew that we were depicting New York for Carol. And at that time, we knew that they were looking for a home for this film. So we brought them here and showed them everything we could that pertained to the script that really matched it well. And it was great because we had Don here first first thing, and really gave him a sense of Cincinnati, not just the looks, but the people and the faces he would find here and the support that he would find here. And so there's no one process in bringing a movie in that's the same. I think they all take on a different adventure each time, but just really making sure that they know what's available here, and then making sure that those resources, you know, are easy for them to find. So
at this point, I know because of some of the people I've been talking to that, you know, you're beginning to think, the shooting will begin in a few, you know, next few weeks or so and go on for some time. But what is the work that's being done right now, Lenore, to prep for shooting miles ahead?
Well, for instance, this week we've been doing what's called a tech scout, which is where a bus full of crew and Don go out to each location that's been chosen. Don explains what his vision is for the scene that will take place. So we were on a street where we're going to use an alley and a car is going to arrive. And Don says, this is what the shot will be. I, as Miles, will be standing here, and the character of Dave will be standing here, and what I've envisioned with my cinematographer is the car is going to come down this way, we're going to follow it, it's going to turn here, it's going to stop here, the action's going to play over there, and then everybody breaks up into their departments, the camera department, the art department, the location department, and figures out the actual technical logistics of what will happen on that day, which is really, I mean, it's an interesting thing for people to hear about. I'm glad you asked that question. Because people wonder what goes into it. So we have three 12-hour days where literally a bus full of people goes out and the camera department has to figure out what lens, what light, you know, what coverage are we going to get? The art department has to figure out, okay, do we have to move that trash can? Do we need to bring in one of our trash cans from the period, from the 70s? The location department needs to ask the owner of the property, can you move that chain link fence for while these hours? So a lot goes into each location, and, you know, nobody would know that. So it's a fun thing to talk about.
It's not as easy as it sometimes looks, right?
Exactly.
Or as glamorous.
Or as glamorous.
Well, I was going to mention that, too. I mean, and we were lucky enough, some of Carol shot across the street from our studios here at WVXU at Memorial Hall, and seeing the trailers out there with, you know, people moving about, and, you know, there seemed like a lot of activity and not a lot of production, that there, I'm sure, was a lot more going on than you could see. And I guess your job doesn't stop once the movie decides to shoot here, right, Kristen? Because you've got to, when you need, they need something else,
right.
That's what the commission does, right?
And as they continue on with their tech scout this week, my emails light up and say, you know, who gives permission to use that alley? And do you know who has access to this building? And where could we have lunch if we're shooting in this neighborhood? And where could we park trucks? And so, no, our job is never done. We want them to have a great experience here. We want to see them through the end. And we want them to leave and tell their friends, we made that film in Cincinnati and it was a great experience.
Well, what kind of feedback? Well, first I'll turn to you, Lenore. What kind of feedback did you hear about Cincinnati before you came here? I mean, did the city have a rep of any type that you found interesting?
We were beginning to hear that production was happening here. We heard specifically about Carol, and we were able to get in touch with producers who were on that film. At the time, I think we started looking into it, they were still shooting. So we were able to talk to both Kristen and producers and line producers from that show and ask, how's it been? They were also, as Kristen said, using it for New York. So we were able to speak very directly to the director about what he'd found, how it was all going. And, you know, Kristen's just been amazing. I had no idea that somebody who does her job would be as involved soup to nuts as she's been, whether it's, as she said, production needs, hotel needs, restaurant needs, location needs, anything that we need to do, or even getting, you know, press and being able to be here today, because she's also always just trying to get the word about what's happening and, you know, encourage all the support.
So what is the buzz you hear from all these people who come and check out Cincinnati, Kristen? I mean,
I'll just tell you that I remember hearing that Kate Blanchett, when she found out she was making a film in Cincinnati, Ohio, her response was not that excited.
Yes.
And at the end of that film, she said, I had no idea. This is an amazing city, and we've enjoyed every minute being here. And her family was here with her. And, you know, they explored the Reds games and the children's theater and really went out for our restaurants and our attractions. And the boys went to Kings Island. I mean, they loved it. They absolutely loved it. So I think for me, what's so nice is to expose people to it, but then also to see their surprise and see how wonderful it is. And, you know, it's great to see Cincinnati people welcoming people back to our city, because you start to see a sense of pride with the local community, too. And I think that's paramount. And, you know, I'm a native Cincinnati and I love my job. I love selling the city, but I love it even more when outsiders, you know, love what we have here. So.
Well, we are so humble sometimes. We don't brag nearly enough to some folks. So,
that's true.
Well, I want to ask, and I guess this could go to either or both of you, with the Miles Ahead shooting here. It's a period piece set back in the 70s. I know for Carol, you were looking for older cars, looking for extras, et cetera, et cetera. What are you looking, what is the film commission, what is the movie looking for when it comes to resources that we might have here in Cincinnati to help out?
Oh, I would say since filming is going to begin in just about a week, most of the locations have been found and most of the cars have been found. But period cars and period wardrobe and knowing where to find those things in town is always helpful. And if it doesn't work for this movie, it might work for the next one. So we love when people send us a location or a 1970s office space that we, you know, had trouble finding. We love when we hear about that stuff. But I would say at this point in the game, since production is so close, it's just to, you know, you might get held up on a street one day downtown, asking for people's patience. Asking for people to embrace this project. No, it's not going to. Movies don't shoot. They're not permanent. They come and they go. And I think, you know, just asking them to embrace them while they're here is what we would ask at this point.
So finding everything you need, Lenore.
We are. We absolutely are. And I just wanted to add that when we were on our scout the other day, people in the streets were noticing Don, and a couple of people came up to him and said, thank you for coming to Cincinnati, which is, I think, really rewarding for him, because that is part of coming to a community and being part of it. And I think everybody's been incredibly welcoming.
And knowing that they're coming back for a screening and bringing this film back, and Don's sharing it with Cincinnati as part of their Indiegogo campaign. I mean, that's stuff that you know, we haven't had in the past, and we're thrilled to be part of that.
Well, thrilled to have both of you here. Again, thank you for your time. I know with things ramping up that things are very busy. But thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Lenore, for being on Cincinnati Edition today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with the executive director of the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Film Commission, Kristen Irwin Schlottman, and Lenore Zerman, a producer for the movie Miles Ahead, which will begin shooting here in Cincinnati in the next few weeks. A link to the Film Commission's website and more information about Miles Ahead, which will mark Don Cheadle's directorial debut, is on our website, wvxu.org. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can find archives and links for the program at wvxu.org. Technical director for today's show was Kevin Rowinski. Producer was Pete Reitmeyer, with help from Jim Nolan. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Science Friday next on 91.7, and have a great weekend.